ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम इज 14
17
टेक 17 कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती। Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus saved from the radiation of the Brahmastra, Kunti, the chaste devotee of the Lord, and her five sons, and Draupadi, addressed Lord Krishna as he started for home. Sri Chaitanya Mahanavisam Shapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Saparantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Adaita Garada Shivasani Gaura Bhaktivinna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Queen Kunti is the mother of the Pandavas, so she'll speak first. This is the etiquette, even though she's a woman still, her sons allow her to. In other words, the point is that women were protected, but they weren't like slaves where they couldn't open their mouth unless they got permission or something. No, she's naturally respected by her sons, full respect, and therefore she begins speaking openly to Krishna. So it's not that women don't have influence, they have so much influence. But still, they're not independent. when the Pandavas were grown up, then, you know, Kunti was protected by her sons. She wasn't just left. Of course, it was a little awkward when the sons were put into exile. Therefore, she was kept in the palace of Dhritarashtra, and mostly Vidura was protecting her. So this is the arrangement. No woman she's protected by family members, generally. That's why women are not given sannyas. Why this question comes? Well, why couldn't she go with her sons to the forest and generally it's not the case. The women are not given sannyas because they're protected by family member. Prabhupada makes that point on this issue of women for sannyas. So sannyas means no family connection. Therefore, the woman shouldn't be expected to. Otherwise, if it's a common practice, women can take sannyas. Then, you know, there'll be a social upheaval in the society. The woman will walk away from her family and say, I want to take sannyas, I don't care anymore for my children, my husband. No. So the Vedic system is very scientific. Everything is there properly. But unfortunately, because Kali Yuga, we want to change things. This is very dangerous. Thinking that we know better than the acharyas, than the standard system. Sometimes the acharya can make some adjustment and details. That's true. But even that is done very cautiously and explained, just like Srila Prabhupada, when he allowed women to live in the temple. That was a departure from his spiritual master's practice in Bhakti Siddhanta, Gaudiya Math in India. There were no women lived in the temple. It was sannyasis, brahmacharis. The grihastha women lived outside. They came to the temple. They didn't live in the temple. So when Prabhupada came to America, he saw that, the culture here is different. So he made brahmacharini ashram. The women can stay. But the principle is no illicit sex. So they were, that was always upheld. Now, that kind of change in detail can be done by the empowered acharya according to the circumstance. But to imitate that is very risky. Because what you're saying is that I'm also at that level, I can make a change like this. First of all, that's presumptuous. You know, what have you done? What did Prabhupada do? Prabhupada came and single-handedly started international society without any support. We see how difficult that is to go someplace without support and to begin. Even here in Charlotte, you know, we have support for these Indians and stuff, but still it's not easy to. But Prabhupada was able to do that single-handedly. Therefore, we can understand that he was specifically empowered, Shaktivesha avatar. So if somebody thinks, I can also change things, then this is an imitation. Very dangerous. Anukara, anusara. One imitating and the other is following in the footsteps. So we should follow in the footsteps. What does following in the footsteps mean? Prabhupada spent a whole life preparing himself to come to the West. Menial, in a very humble way. Living in a very simple way for so many years. Traveling second class on a train, third class. So that was his qualification. He was prepared. Even he was born, not only he was prepared before he took birth, because he took birth in such an auspicious situation. His father was a devotee who was always blessing him to be a devotee of Radharani. He didn't let him go to London to become a lawyer educated by the British. So Prabhupada had a very fortunate birth, and he was empowered. So what is our position? That's the point. We should be keeping ourselves down, not thinking that I can be like Prabhupada and change things. And that way, we can be protected. Otherwise, there's every chance of danger that we want to improve on something which is already perfect. That was the complaint Lord Chaitanya had of Balabhadracharya, that he wanted to improve on Srila Maharaj's commentary. He thought his was better. Now, we can make also commentary, like Srila Prabhupada is making commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, but he doesn't usurp or minimize Srila Maharaj's commentary. Srila Swami is the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam. So all the acharyas come after him, they refer to that. So that's the system. We have some scope for presenting our own ideas, as long as they're in line with the previous acharyas, according to time and circumstance, we can. We can preach about current events and so on. But it has to be done in that mood, that I'm the servant of the previous acharya and all the acharyas. And so let me keep myself in that position. Always remember that I'm a servant. Never try to think I'm better than the previous acharya. Otherwise, like Lord Chaitanya mentioned, I'll be considered like a prostitute. So this danger is there. Prostitute doesn't care for any authority. They're self-confident. They have a nice body. They know this body will attract men, so what do I care? If you don't like me, I'll go to another man. Because they have too much self-confidence and arrogance. So that we should be afraid of. We have no self-confidence except through the mercy, the descending mercy coming. I tell the story how Prabhupada said about himself, that I am just a humble servant. I don't want to be overly glorified. I'm simply a humble servant. And therefore, he was able to be used by Krishna. So Queen Kunti and the Pandavas, they're all in that same mood of humble servants. And therefore, Krishna is happy to reciprocate with them. So it's in our hand. If we want to be humble, who can stop us? We want to really be humble, there's no one can check. So about this other point that came up about, what was it? We don't ask the Lord. Doesn't mean we can't pray to the Lord. But for personal help, but generally we don't. We can ask, please engage me in your service. We can ask, please pick me up from this material world. Place me as an atom at your lotus feet. For a spiritual thing, you know, if it's directed to... Anyway, I don't want to make a big issue out of this. We already spoke about it, but... we should be careful not to put ourselves in the center. We should have faith that Krishna will protect us. He promises, Kunte apati janani nrami bhakti pranasiti. And my devotee will always be protected. So why don't we have faith in that? And therefore we don't have to worry about our protection. We can be fearless. We saw it. That was a qualification. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Srila Gopi Shodhi Babaji. Like, there's a nice story how he was taking prasad on the veranda of the temple in the evening, and some lady was there, and she saw a snake. Must have been. And then She screamed out, "Babaji, Babaji, snake, snake!" So Srila Goka showed the Babaji. He just, you know, with his left hand, he just went like this. The snakes go away. And he continued taking prasadam. But she was all upset. "Oh, Babaji, you better come off here. We have a... You may come back, something." And he said, "This is how Maya wants to enter." He wasn't afraid. But the woman can make you afraid because they're hysterical and emotional. And then you get caught up in, "Oh, yeah. Because they're on the Bali platform." So you then they bring you to the Bali platform. So he said, "Just see how Maya tries to enter with this woman." And he was fearless. Bhakti Siddhanta, he would openly declare like that, "I know no fear." And we saw how Prabhupada was dealing with everybody. He was completely fearless. Completely fearless. How is that possible? Because he's completely dependent on the Lord. He knows that if the Lord wants to kill him, then who can stop it? And if the Lord wants to protect him, then who can kill him? Mare Krishna, Rakeke?
Mare Krishna, Rakeke, Rakeke Krishna, Mare.
No, this is not only a nice slogan, but it's something that we have to incorporate into our heart, but to really believe it. Then, Krishna will be obliged, just like Krishna is obliged here to protect the Pandavas. Because they're dependent on him. But as long as we're still dependent on ourselves, then Krishna may leave us to ourselves. Okay, you want to be dependent on yourself? Here's your karma. You have to accept it. You know, that's coming, what's coming to you. But if we're completely dependent on the Lord, then we'll be protected by the Lord. It's a reasonable. Okay? Any other points? So let us become like the Pandavas, completely dependent on the Lord, and then the Lord will protect us.
Jayo.
What do you think, Vishnu John?
Thank you very much.
But how do we become completely dependent on the Lord? Because the mind is always saying, "No, no, I'll protect you. No, no, you can. You got good intelligence. You can make money. You can do this. You can do that, and then you'll have shelter. You'll have shelter from your so many things. You know, the mind is always saying, "No, take shelter here, or take shelter with this woman." That's another way the mind will tell us.
But also, Maya breaks, destroys all the hopes. But also, Maya mercifully breaks and destroys all the hopes gradually.
Yeah. Yeah, so we become completely dependent. That's what Prabhupada said in his own life. He admitted that this was his miscalculation. He was thinking, first I'll make a lot of money, then I'll preach. But Krishna had a different plan.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinama Chintamani said that faith means that only by chanting holy names everything will be done. Everything will come to us.
All right, so we better get busy chanting the holy name. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.